the article, what does it mean that one who repents should be in happiness? It is written in the Zohar, Rabbi Yehuda started and said, serve the Lord with gladness. We learned that any work that a person wishes to do for the Creator should be done with gladness, willingly, so that his work will be whole. If you say that this is not possible, since that man has breached his master's commandment and repented before his master, with what face will he rise before him? Certainly with a broken spirit, meaning he should be with a sad spirit. Thus, where is the joy? His joy and singing are absent. Indeed, by what are they corrected? It is by those priests and Levites that joy exists in the priest, because he is always far from the judgment. And singing is in the Levites. Now, that no offering has been found since the temple was ruined, how does one sustain the joy and singing? We learned that the praises that one praises one's master and the joy of the Torah, as well as the singing of the Torah, this is joy and singing. Thus we learned one should always enter the measure of two openings and pray his prayer. Can you imagine actually two openings? Rather say the measure of two openings called chesed and fear, meaning gevura, and they are everlasting openings. We should understand, what does it tell us in the work that the priest is in gladness and the Levites are in singing? And also what is written that the joy is in the heart and the singing is in the mouth. And that specifically by those two, the offering is corrected. The thing is that it is known that the order of the work is that we begin to work in Torah and the mitzvot in order to receive reward. The reward is always what a person wants to receive, but there is no desire to give him. However, he always pays what is required of him. And this is the reward for which man works. Naturally, every person has a passion for what his body demands. This is why there are differences among people, among children, and between children and grown-ups.
For
example, we see that sometimes when little children do not want to eat, they are told, if you eat, you will get a prize, such as buying them toys. It follows that by eating, they make concessions in order to receive toys. They make an effort by eating in order to obtain toys. Grown-ups are told, if you work, we will let you eat. That is, each one has a special thing that he calls a reward. grown-ups and children. Well, the reward should be that he has been rewarded with bestowing upon the Creator, meaning that now he can aim in order to bestow. Like which he achieves adhesion with the Creator. This is the reward that one should demand for his labor in Torah and mitzvot. However, since a person is accustomed to do everything for his own sake, although he believes what is written, that one should do everything for the sake of the Creator, since the body resists this, as this is against nature, a person cannot determine that this is truly a great thing, meaning to bestow, and that this is so important that it is worthwhile for the person to observe Torah and mitzvot. That this thing, meaning in order to bestow, will be his entire reward for his work in Torah and mitzvot. Since the matter of bestowal is not so important to a person, he has no need to pray to the Creator from the bottom of the heart to give him a desire to bestow as a gift from the Creator. It follows that although one understands that it is worthwhile to work in order to bestow, but for the person to feel the necessity for it, he does not have this. This is why the person must work, so the Creator will shine for him the necessity of the matter. How the desire to bestow will bring the person to the purpose of creation, which is to attain the delight and pleasure that is found in the purpose of creation. For this reason, a person must ask the Creator to let him feel this deficiency, meaning that he lacks the desire, and should ask the Creator from the bottom of the heart to give him the desire to bestow, since there is no filling without a lack. Afterward, he should ask the Creator to give him the filling. Many times, a person comes to a state where he has no desire whatsoever for the Creator to help him to make the will to receive loathsome in his eyes and to feel the lowliness in the will to receive. Rather, he wants the opposite, that the Creator will satisfy all that the will to receive demands. Therefore, when one comes to a state of lowliness, he must ask the Creator to give him the necessity for the need for the desire to bestow, and for the prayer to be from the bottom of the heart. At that time, the awakening from above, the help from above comes to him. However, when one comes to a state where he sees that he is in utter lowliness, and one sees one's lowliness, he is broken and shattered. So, how can he be in gladness? As the Zohar says, if you say that this is not possible, since that man has breached his master's commandment and repented before his master, certainly it's with a broken spirit. So where is the joy? We should ask about this. If reason dictates that when a person sees that he is in lowliness, he should be sad. Why must he be in gladness? The reason is that it is written, serve the Lord with gladness. This too we should understand. Why a person is demanded something that is impossible, since they are two opposites in one subject. We should understand the answer that right means wholeness, and for which he should take the wholeness of the right when he wants to make an offering, meaning when he wants to draw near the Creator, because he feels how remote he is from the Creator, in mind and in heart. And he is broken and sad. The Zohar replies that he praises his master. The Zohar replies that he praises his master, bring him joy. We should ask, what praise and gratitude can he give the Creator when he feels that he is a sinner? However, the thing is that we must know that we should discern two sides in everything. One, on the one hand, a person is now broken and shattered because he sinned against the Creator. And he is sad because he feels that he is bare and destitute in Kedusha, holiness. There is the other side of the coin here, which is that until now, he did not think at all about spiritual matters. Rather, he was immersed in worldly matters and did not remember at all whether there is the matter of spirituality in the world. But now, he has come to another world where he does not think at all about worldly matters, but all his concerns are over why he is so materialistic. Hence, in that respect, he has now risen in degree, meaning that his reward and punishment are not in corporeal matters, but in spiritual matters. It follows that according to the rule,
he must be in joy.
If a person ascends in degree, he must be glad, because now he has been rewarded with a desire to serve the Creator. So, even when one sees how far he is from the Creator, and it pains him, that although he was born a Jew,
he
is still not using it to do things that befit a Jew, meaning to have faith in the Creator as is fitting for a Jew. But all his concerns are to satisfy the needs that the body demands, like all other needs. Meaning the needs of the created beings.
גם הוא דורש.
He even demands what Jews do not demand.
והתערבו בגויים,
as it is written, and they mingled with the nations and learned from their actions.
כל הצרכים של הגויים,
meaning his body demands all the needs of the Gentiles.
לכן אתה, כשהוא השיג,
hence,
הוא מרגיש קצת,
now that he has attained and feels a little bit that there is spirituality in the world called adhesion with the Creator, and he is far from it, and it breaks his heart. And he wants to make an offering, meaning he wants to draw near to the Creator, which is called making an offering, a sacrifice. On the one hand, he should be broken, because he feels far from the Creator.
ומצד השני, הוא צריך להיות
on the other hand, he should be happy that now he wants to come closer to the Creator.
לכן מצד זה, האדם
therefore,
יכול לקיים
in that respect, the person can observe, serve the Lord with gladness. But why should he be glad? It is in order to praise the Creator
להקדוש ברוך
or bringing him closer.
שקרב אותו. ומאיפה האדם יודע
but how does one know that the Creator has brought him closer?
שהאדם צריך לדעת
the answer is that a person should know that the Creator has brought him closer by feeling that he is far from the Creator. This is similar to what happens in the corporeal world. When one does not know that he is far from something, unless he sees it from afar. That is, if he sees something, he can say that this thing is far from him or near him. But if the thing is so far from him that he does not see this thing whatsoever, how can he say whether it is far or near?
כאן בעבודה.
Likewise, here in the work,
שהוא רחוק מעבודת
when one feels that he's far from the work of the Creator,
לשבירת הלב,
and thereby comes to the breaking of the heart, because of the remoteness from the Creator, and he wants the Creator to bring him closer, this is called that he wants to make an offering, meaning to bring himself closer to the Creator, and certainly the Creator has come near him. The evidence of this is that he sees him from afar, meaning that he feels that he is far from the Creator. In that respect, a person should receive joy from the fact that the Creator has come near him and he sees the Creator from afar. This joy causes a person to receive importance from the work of the Creator. That is, even though he feels remoteness from the Creator, he says that the Creator is somewhat close to him. And in that respect, when a person says that he has wholeness from this, he is already considered blessed. At that time, he can truly be rewarded with the Creator bringing him closer, meaning that he will be rewarded with feeling that he is close to the Creator, since the blessed clings to the blessed. However, when one has no need to emerge from his state of katnut, smallness, then even though the Creator wants to give him a higher degree, so he will emerge from from his katnut,
כשהוא נמצא במצב השלמות,
when he is in a state of wholeness, because he engages in a state of right, and he's content with his lot, how can he be given something since he has no vessels for it? Meaning, no need to emerge from his katnut, since he is happy with his lot. For this reason, he must also walk on the left, which is the quality of Levites, gevua, fear. That is, he criticizes his actions and sees that he lacks the quality of mind and the quality of heart. He is afraid that he will remain forever in the state of katnut, and he will remain in disparity of form from the Creator, since the Creator is the giver, while man is completely immersed in self-reception.
And
each time he wants to overcome, he sees that it is not within man's power. Hence, by this, he becomes needy of the Creator to help him. This is the meaning of the words that the praises he praises his master and the singing of the Torah are joy and singing. That is, the offering comes from the quality of right and left, meaning that by both, the person approaches the Creator, because the person receives the vessels and the need from the left, because then he needs the Creator to help him and give him the power from above, called a soul, where each time that he wants to overcome, he receives help. But the answering of the prayer is when a person is in a state of joy, when he is happy with his share, and he has no need to receive a higher degree. Rather, in the state he is in, he is content and feels that he is blessed by the Creator.
אז הזמן שברוך מדבק בברוך. ואז הזמן
שיכול blessed clings to the blessed, and then is the time when he can be rewarded with adhesion, since he has the vessels for it from the left.
ואז כשהוא יכול לומר שהוא
he can say that he is happy with his share,
שיש לו חיסרון,
although he is deficient, to the point that he feels deficiency and pain at being far from the Creator,
it
is considered that he is happy with his chair. And since only in the manner that he is deficient can we say that he is happy with his chair, whereas when he has no lack, it is not regarded as happy with his share, since happy with his share means that he settles for little. And if he has no deficiency, then he is not regarded as settling for little, since he has no need for more than he has. This is as Baal HaSulam interpreted what our sages said, that drinking is according to the law. There's no coercion. What is according to the law? It is according to the law of Torah. What is the law of Torah? That eating is more than drinking. He said that the law of Torah is there is no coercion, meaning he has no necessity for it. Rather, he may eat also without drinking. What drinking means faith above reason, where he believes that the Creator leads the world in a manner of good and doing good. Although he does not see this, meaning although reason denies it, he still believes it. At that time, he is rewarded with drinking, called the wine of Torah, which is Chochmah, the light of the purpose of creation, which is his desire to do good to his creations. We can understand this by what our sages said. One should always enter the measure of two openings and pray his prayer. That is, in order for his prayer to be granted, meaning to be rewarded with an offering considered nearing to the Creator, it is known that a prayer is in the place of the offering, meaning that in order to be rewarded with nearing to the Creator, he must walk on the right and on the left. The two openings mean that we need two things. One, to know what is missing. And by this, he receives a lack and a need called vessels that the Creator can fill his lack. But if he has no lack, it is impossible to fill. Two, time to receive the filling. When a person is deficient, this is not the time to fill him, since the cursed does not cling to the blessed. Hence, we need a time of wholeness. For then it is the time to receive the filling. For this reason, we need two legs, right and left.
Rav writes
to us that one has to reach the necessity for a request and a prayer from the bottom of the heart and receive the receive the desire to bestow. What is this state of reaching such a necessity from the bottom of the heart to reach the desire to bestow?
He doesn't have a desire greater than to receive vessels of bestowal, to acquire vessels of bestowal. That's it, and he feels that only the Creator can provide it.
Ken Gershon.
I have a very similar question to what Miki just asked. I marked a few things here. He writes, even when a person sees how far he is from the Creator, and it pains his heart. Even when a person sees how far he is from the Creator, it pains him. And also when a person feels that he's far from the work of the Creator, and by this he reaches the breaking of the heart, it describes all kinds of states where a person feels that it pains him, that he doesn't have spirituality. Now, I can understand a state where a person is happy when he suddenly feels that it hurts him, that he can't bestow. There are two opposites here. The question is, how do we reach such a lack? How does a person reach a state where he lacks bestowing? But all the time, forever, ceaselessly.
What
What kind of deficiency does a person have?
Receive, to satisfy himself.
To receive, to satisfy himself. And how can he feel that he lacks a desire to bestow?
Well, from what I see in the work, the only place where a person can feel that he lacks a desire to bestow and be happy with it is here, in a morning lesson. When we meet with Rabash and with the friends and we read and we become incorporated, suddenly it becomes possible to reach such a state or feel the little bit of this state. But we need to live this state all the time.
So what's bothering us?
How to create such a deficiency?
When I'm in contact with a friend and I hear their words, that they reveal the inner workings of their hearts, I also want it. I see how higher they are compared to me. And I wish to approach them.
No, as ma'ot chaser.
Close to them. So what else am I lacking?
What you said now, that's exactly what's missing. That state.
So what to do that this will, that I will lack this?
Yes, that's my question.
So if I'm in a society where everyone wants to come closer to one another, and I'm among them, and I feel myself nevertheless outside of them, how will I come closer to them? How will I enter that field where they're all in, where they all worry about the connection between them and from them to the Creator?
It's so beautiful what you're saying now. It really clothes on their heart on some deficiency which is born from as a result of what happened here with the article, but throughout life, during the daily life, the will to receive is much stronger than the desire that you now described. But I want to get closer to the friends like that. I mean, seemingly, where does the power to make this desire a crown over our head? From where do we take this necessity? I'm not even sure how to say this.
Meaning, my entire life, I should walk around with only one concern in my mind, that I have to be close to the friends and my desire to bestow.
Yes.
And if I will have that thought, that permanent thought, what might prevent me from keeping it?
How do I place this high thought, this high desire above all the others?
We need to agree with the friends that we will all be thinking this way. We'll ask this way, we'll pray this way, that this thought will be strong and all-inclusive. And there is no problem. Only to work on that.
What does it mean to see the Creator from afar?
To see the Creator from afar is when a person feels that although he can identify the Creator and receive something from Him, nevertheless, still from afar, he doesn't feel the closeness of the Creator. Closeness by understanding Him, feeling Him. When the Creator is approaching Him, He wants to care for Him.
What does He detect from afar?
He can detect that there is a Creator in the world, but it that it does not belong to a person so much.
And what does that mean to see the Creator from near?
The Creator is in the world, is clothed in it, and he overtakes a person or follows a person, that he connects to a person connects to the Creator. There's no direct contact yet. But in that state where a person turns to the Creator, he can feel that the Creator is ready for that.
Where do we see the Creator?
Where do we see the Creator? In that inclination from a person toward the Creator.
Another question, how from a state where a person feels far from the Creator, he reaches the feeling of joy?
That he thinks
כל החיים שלו שהוא עשה כל מיני מאמצים וחיפושים יש
all his life he was making efforts, he was searching, and now he has an opportunity to come closer to the Creator, to touch him, to shake the connection between him and the Creator. He receives joy from it.
The joy comes from the nearing or from the feeling of being far?
No, from actually approaching the Creator.
Respect to what discernment are we, does it say that we should settle for little with respect to corporeality or with respect to spiritual discernment, the connection with the Creator? To settle for little refers not to corporeality or spirituality, but with respect to both of them together. What a person needs in order to exist. That he doesn't need anything.
Nothing. Only what he needs to exist. And from that to approach the Creator.
So, if a person has no deficiency, then there's no discernment of settling for little. Because otherwise he's simply content with what is given, right?
Yes.
If there's no deficiency, we can't say that he is...
There's no such thing as a person without a deficiency. Rather, he must bring himself to a state where all of his deficiencies are aimed at the connection with the Creator.
Again? How can he perform an action if he feels far? He writes here, if the thing is so far from him and he does not see that thing at all, how can he ask to get closer if he's so far away?
Nevertheless, he's asking the Creator to show him the state, to show him the place from which he can continue working.
He writes, certainly the Creator comes closer to him. So, how do we reach a state where you're in such lowliness, but at the same time you're certain that the Creator will bring you closer to him?
Prayer. If he sees that he has done everything and he cannot come closer to the Creator, he can certainly not take the final step.
Then
he has nothing left. Only prayer and to expect that the Creator will finish it for me.
The article, he gives many examples about the distance from the Creator. And what comes up from all of the examples is that what we see doesn't matter far or near. We don't see the Creator at all. The Creator is always there. And we should always be in an effort to remember that.
Yes.
Seda.
Thank you.
טוב. אנחנו באמת מתקרבים לזה.
We're truly getting closer to this, and it should be more and more clear to each one in whatever state he's in.
נמצאים ב...
And we are actually
בפרשת דרכים.
On the crossroads.
If you can remind us why in the morning lesson, why, what are these optimal conditions in the morning lesson that I can use in order to work in the most precise way in reality?
First of all, people who wake up during such time, well, there are few. And we gather and we want to attain the purpose of creation. Therefore, this time is a good time. It's intended for that. And Kabbalists also did that, and they did corrections by that. And so we get assistance during the morning lesson.
And
conditions are such that, as far as the time, it's a very special time, and there are additional elements that help one focus the work, make it more accurate. What should I be looking for? How to use these helping conditions in order to make the work more precise?
You have to renew your connection with the friends. You need to try to raise it to a higher degree than yesterday. You need to discover or disclose your deficiency towards the friends in order to help them in that. And also to try to absorb the deficiencies of the friends in yourself. That's it. The most important is coming together, solidifying.
Lastly, how to absorb the deficiencies of the friends? What is the advice? What do I have to do so that the friend's deficiency will be felt in me? I'll identify with it. I'll want to be with it or with him.
Well, these are the friends. You know them, you see them, you understand how much they come to the lessons and how much they want to participate in the spiritual work in order to bring together their spiritual tendencies. So this is why you come to the lesson. And therefore, you're happy when you see them here and they're also ready for it. And accordingly, you carry out the work. What is the morning lesson? The morning lesson is the main lesson we have during the day in which we want to be connected with a common deficiency so that the Creator, through this common deficiency, will be revealed in us and a little bit to the whole of humanity.
What about Rav's deficiency, the authors, the Rabashas? What about that?
There, there.
I should also make an effort toward that?
No.
So the main thing is to feel the friend's deficiencies.
Through the friends, to the Creator.
It says, even though a person understands that it's worthwhile to work in order to bestow, but for a person to feel the necessity of it, he does not have this. This is why a person must work, so the Creator will illuminate for him the necessity of the matter. So it seems like an excellent state. The person understands that it's, he needs it, he's cleansed himself from everything else, but he still doesn't have the deficiency. He wants to feel the lack. He wants to live it.
Yes.
So it's clear the answer is to work in the 10, work with the friends, and so on and so forth.
But
the question is how to bring that state to our lives as much as possible.
By persisting in the thought.
We control our thought.
Yes.
And what?
By trying all the time to bring myself back to it.
But
when it disappears, it disappears. And when it comes, it comes.
Nope. A person can nevertheless somehow strengthen the thought.
Ech?
How?
By being in it, living in it, poking in it.
He has to relieve himself from other things to engage in it.
Apparently so, just like in this world.
It says a person must work. It's actual work.
Yes, of course, it's an inner effort.
No.
Well, yes.
Thank you.
That's it.
I will try to help Rani's question for Gilad. The way I understood it is there are states that are revealed or deficiencies after a person worked and tried to create a connection with the Creator. And there are states where the Creator reveals bad states for you. He comes to you from above, not that you worked ahead of it. It's like life beats you. So what's the difference of, you know, between doing it without work, it didn't work, and the Creator is revealed, versus working, and then it's revealed?
Well, it's that the person already has some vessels. He already has discernments.
But what's the difference from the point of view of the person in the kind of deficiency that he has between this state and the other state?
Well, clearly there is a difference. The entire deficiency upon which a person discovers his own deficiency, it's already a connection with the person's deficiency and the Creator's deficiency. And therefore, we need to see what result comes out of it. If the person yearns for the Creator or not, if the person answers the Creator's invitation or not, if he by himself raises man and he asks, he yearns for the Creator or not. There are many combinations here, but it is always a combination between how the Creator turns to him and how he answers the Creator.
So I'll continue the question. In these two kinds of deficiencies that are revealed, what is the work of man? How should a person respond when the Creator beats him? And how should a person respond when he did some work and then a deficiency is revealed?
In every state, a person wants to come to such a state in which he yearns to come closer to the Creator, and even though he feels the Creator doesn't turn to him, he nevertheless asks and yearns and begs to be connected with the Creator. When that state is clarified, he begins to work on warming him up, meaning to move him to vessels of bestowal. I wanted to ask, he said in the beginning of the article, I didn't know how to ask this. It's written very clearly that the reward for exertion is adhesion with the Creator, or in order to bestow. And a person, if he doesn't have a deficiency for it, he needs to ask for it. So in my mind and in my feeling, it's clear that that is a desired state. I want to be in that state all the time. But our life is built in a way that this thing moves away because something else comes from our regular life. Suddenly it grabs that place. You suddenly discover where's adhesion, where's everything. You're immersed in something else. Whether it's dissemination, world kli, things that are supposedly important. So my question is how not to lose that point of reward for adhesion with the Creator. Even though we have to do all kinds of things in our life. How did you do it? You built this whole system, the whole world. You traveled the world so many times. What have you not done? But I'm sure you also held on to adhesion with the Creator at that time. How to do that in parallel, not to not lose that thread, that rope of, to adhesion with the Creator? I don't think that I was so high as you can depict myself right now. I just tried to implement what my teacher expected of me. That's it. And that gave me... Question from Africa 1. I don't feel a need for spirituality, even though I make spiritual efforts. What should I do in order to feel a need for spirituality?
You are probably not building your future towards the connection with the friends in the group. And therefore, how will you feel a need for spirituality?
Brazil 5,
continuing your answer, how to feel the deficiency in the tents, in the friends.
Yes.
אני לא שומע.
מברזיל 5
Brazil 5 they're continuing and asking how to feel the deficiency in the friends.
How to feel the deficiency in the friends. According to what I see, feel, hear in all my senses. And even above them. I'm connected to friends. I want to help them. They probably want to help me, and this is how we connect.
Tov.
You answered Marek that what gave you forces is that you try to implement what your teacher told you.
Yes.
Now, how do you work when there's a state that you feel that what your teacher is talking about, there's no chance, any way that you can implement?
There's no such thing. There isn't. It's the wrong perception. The teacher gives you all the steps from the smallest degrees of beginners.
Now, if we take what we're speaking about in this lesson, lines, faith above reason, we're speaking about all kinds of states. Day to day, what you're left with is a struggle to be in some kind of contact with the 10 as much as possible. That I'll be missing them, that I'll feel pain that I'm not with them, that I'll have something in my thought when we don't have the virtual or physical meeting. That day to day, that's what we can do, nothing beyond that. And here you hear what the friends are saying, it seems really like you're not anywhere near this, as if you jumped to some place of high education when you don't even know how to read. And it's not good because you need a demand. You need that hunger to implement. It seems that it's hurting because it seems so exalted.
Always when you enter a new place, that's how it feels, like you don't know what they're talking about. It seems like they're far and exalted and too wise, and I'm not in my place.
So what do I do with that?
We continue. From adhesion, you will receive their degree and continue.
And this adhesion is what?
To want to be with them together, to connect to them like the big ones, like the adults.
Again, the study of the 10 Sefirot, Part 6, Inner Observation, Cause and Consequence, Number
31.
We find 13 operations here. 1. The connection of the two hays, the first hay and the lower hay. 2. The incorporation of the screen in the records of the two Partsufim from Partsuf Sag and from Partsuf Galgalta of Ak. 3. The coupling was made only on the phase of the first hay. 4. The descent of the screen after its incorporation in the two couplings of the Osh, it's arriving at the place of Tabu of the inner Ak. 5. The first Osh called Yesut. 6. The second Rosh called Gal of Nikudim. 7. The exit of Bina and Zon outside the degree in all the degrees. 8. The preparation of the place for three separated worlds called Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And the line of Ein Sof that previously stopped at the middle point, which is the point of this world, Also, the phase of Malchut of Nehi of the inner Ak rose above the new point of restriction to the place of Bina of Nehi of the inner Ak.
Hatet
9. The division of the second Rosh itself into Gelgal Ta'anayim and Achap. Where the lower hay is in the Anaim and Yud Hey Vav in the Achap.
Hayud hu tikun
ten, the correction of the Parsa. 11, the correction of Gadlut and Katnut.
Hayud bet hu
12, the lowering of the lower hay below the letters Yud Hey Vav, which was for the purpose of Gadlut and face to face of Gar of the Nekudim. 13, the arriving of the lower Hey into the letters for the purpose of the emanation of Zat of Nekudim. Okay, these are the points along the way. Now let's see what is if we feel that, let's say I feel I'm lost to a certain point, it was clear and now it's not clear and it seems like it won't be clear to the end of the study. What should we do with that?
That's nice. But now you understand that you don't understand anything?
It's
like the connection has been lost. It's worthwhile to go over it home again, to try nevertheless, or just leave it like that. So the surrounding light will have an impact on me, as I say.
No, the light still reforms. It affects a person. Obviously, according to a person's efforts. But we need from within ourselves to try to come as close as we can to him, to it, to the light that reforms. Meaning what we need to do is maximum connection between us, to scrutinize the actions we're in, and that the upper one wants to perform upon us, and how we can participate in that action.
And if the connection has been lost, the understanding of the material has completely been lost.
That's not important. The Creator will finish the work for me.
Okay, and the question, it's like I'm reading here already, I have like one head that I'm barely getting along with. Now there's two heads. What is the body working according if there's two heads?
The body works according to the Rosh of Aviut, the head of coarseness, and not the Rosh of clothing.
So why do we need the Rosh of Hitlapshut, of clothing?
The Rosh of clothing gives us attainment above the goof. The Rosh of clothing gives me a connection to what's above my partsuf.
And these two heads, these two Roshes, they work in sync between them, they're connected somewhat?
Yeah, of course, they come out of the same records.
Okay. Okay.
Slowly. There's no such thing that I won't know and nothing will be left and I don't know what's going to happen. No. Even if you don't feel anything and don't learn anything, if you're in it and you incorporate and you annul, then you enter that same boat and with all of us together, you sail.
Another question about the reading of Rabash. Lately, you ask from the readers to read much slower. Is there a reason for that?
The
articles?
The Rabash articles that we read for half an hour.
The Rabash articles...
אני חושב שהם כלולים בתוכם.
I think that in them all of our actions that we need to do are incorporated in them, and all the feelings we need to feel, and all our tendencies that we need. That we need to navigate ourselves through them into the connection.
I don't
know, that's how I see Rabash.
Is there an importance for the slow reading of the Rabash article, the reading it very, very slow?
I remember how he... How he read it to me.
Bitveria.
When we went to Tiberias. It was really with the finger on the book. He used to read word by word.
I'm
asking because there's friends where it bothers them. The slow reading bothers them. It's like this inner thought, the line of thought is much faster and digests faster, and then that slow reading is, it bothers to the understanding.
No, let them get used to stopping on every word even, and swallow it.
What
can you feel or squeeze out of each and every word?
For the Rabash, it's very important. For the Rabash, it's very important. He... He saw every word he wrote as very important. If I would... Like edit a word out of the text, he would stand guard on it. He would insist.
Meaning it was important for Rabash also how we read his text.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mamash Ayamot
Everything that was written, for him it was sacred. I don't know how to say it. Unchangeable.
Yeah,
you have a direct perception, a good one.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, if we touched on Rabash articles, I wanted to ask, what for you is this process that we're going through now, where all the world Kli is reading all the Rabash articles?
I think that they will enter every person, every feeling, every soul, and it'll make an inner order in each and every person in a way that he, throughout his life and his incarnations, he won't want to reorganize them.
And what does this process change us? Meaning, how will we come out of this process of reading the Rabash articles?
What do you mean, come out?
Not leave. The final result that will happen to us as a result of all this going through them.
These articles will start manifesting in us more and more, and we're going to start feeling and understanding them. They'll be more and more tangible.
How do you feel? How do you experience this process that we're now, all your students are reading all the writings of Rabash? We're going through this with you. How do you feel this?
I feel that it's the right action that we must do. And I think that this is what brings us to correction.
I'm
really impressed from the writing of Rabash that is so fine and delicate and precise that you read and it's like, it's always just like hits exactly. How did he write in such a way that it's so precise to us?
From an inner feeling. From the inner feeling.
What did he want? When he wrote, what did he want?
That we will awaken our soul exactly according to his format.
Do
you see today someone that can enter spirituality without going through this formatting that Rabash does to us through his articles?
It's possible without the Rabash articles, but it's a more difficult way and a longer way. But there are a lot of places, a lot of ways to reach that place.
So what's unique specifically about this path that Rabash brings us?
It is short.
It
is a path that brings a person to the demand. Demand the correction of his soul.
Yes. A question from a friend that's translating and can't ask. Is persistence in thought and prayer the same thing? No, being persistent in thought can be without a question mark. Simply a person is persistent in some thought. But a question is different.
Yes,
dear Rav, friends, I wanted to share a little of my impression.
When we study tests,
we can learn how all kinds of opposite qualities connect together.
How
contradicting qualities connect in us.
Qualities that renew us. We see this in tests where the letters change. Let's say where there's the lower hay, the upper hay,
particularly
for the upper rosh, for the lower rosh. It gives us the ability to understand how in our regular life, how there are qualities that are contradicted, opposite, how it's possible to combine between them and clothe them upon ourselves if we talk in a very coarse manner.
Совпадение story, когда человек
it's called
пригибает свою голову и подчиняется полностью
adhesion in the Torah when a person lowers his head and completely relies on what the Torah tells him. In such a case, he becomes part of the Torah.
Rav Yakar, Rabbashin makalelerini okumadan önce nasıl bir hazırlıkta olmalıyız?
Rav, how should we prepare ourselves for reading the Rabash articles?
We need to understand that in the Rabash articles we have all the Torah. And he takes it from a higher degree and lowers it to our degree. That's why we receive it like something that is the best, the most suitable, the most prepared for us in order to grow, in order to organize ourselves to receive higher degrees. That's why there is nothing higher for us than the articles of the Rabash, that this is how we need to relate to them. Kiev 1.
Mr.
Rav, when we study the Rabash articles together with the 10 throughout the day or in preparation for the lesson, how to enter correctly into the article?
The main thing is to enter with your heart, not with your head.
What
does it mean to enter with your heart?
Enter with the heart means to open it and try and feel the Creator. And only then to start and do all kinds of actions, movements from your heart in order to feel more closeness, more adhesion with the Creator.
Latin free.
Good
evening, dear Rav. How can we come closer to Rabash with our heart?
Only if we increase our heart through the connection of the hearts of the friends. No other way.
To move to hear Gil Kedem and a report from the convention. Rav, if we can, also a question before that.
Yeah.
You just said we talked about Rabash articles, and now we talked about growing our hearts. To do that, we need to grow our hearts with the connection to the hearts of the friends. You said that. In the end of this week, we have a convention, which is Life in the Ten, all based on Rabash, which is actually the whole topic. Are you excited towards this convention?
I'm excited. And in fear, because the Creator gave us everything, and are we implementing it correctly in all our forces? That's the question. I don't know. Everything is open before us. We can now fly towards our purpose to discover on the path all the components that we need to discover and put upon us and add to us? I don't know. We must be concentrated. I really hope that it will happen for us.